On what basis, you know, does the true Jesus Church build their faith upon?
那到底什么样的信仰, 真耶稣教会, 的根基, 所建立在什么样的信仰上面呢?
Obviously, I think every church believes that they believe in the scriptures, believes in the word of God.
我相信每一间教会都相信, 圣经的经文, 以及相信, 神的话语。
For us, we also believe in the words of God, but more precisely, we believe in the teachings of the apostles.
那我们不单, 相信, 神的话语, 那同样的, 我们更加精准的, 精确的来去相信, 使徒的教训。
We know that the apostles were the immediate recipients of the word of God.
我们翻开路加福音的第十章。
Please turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 10. He who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects the apostles could be so faithful and could be so accurate in the preaching of the gospel.
那么有些人可能会质疑说，那么使徒们真的 有这样的信实来去真诚的去 听从信实的去听从 主耶稣的教训来传讲主耶稣的教训吗?
In the Gospel of John, we are told that Jesus promised the disciple or the apostle the coming of the Spirit.
我们知道
Chapter 16
约翰福音的第16章
The Gospel of John, Chapter 16
约翰福音第16章
We read verse 13
约翰福音第16章的第13节
Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 13.
约翰福音第16章的第13节
However, when he, the Spirit of truth, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will teach you things to come.
只等真理的圣灵来了,他要引导你们明白一切的真理,因为他不是凭自己说的, 乃是把他所听见的都说出来, 并要把将来的事告诉你。
Here we are told that when the Spirit comes, then the Spirit will direct, will guide the apostle into a greater understanding of the truth.
那么这里面讲到说,当真理的圣灵来了,那么圣灵将会引导 这些使徒们,这些门徒们 来去进一步的 明白 这个真理。
So from here we see that the Spirit actually plays a very important role in the understanding of the scriptures.
所以从这里我们可以看到 那么真理的圣灵在 了解 明白真理方面所起到 约翰福音的第15章
We read let me see sorry, chapter 14, yeah.
约翰福音的第14章
John chapter 14, we read verse 26.
约翰福音第14章的第26节
John chapter 14, verse 26.
约翰福音第14章的26节
Now, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
但保惠师就是父
Remember all things that Jesus has said to them.
圣灵可以帮助他们
So, all things concerning what Jesus has said.
耶稣所讲的话。
It seems that, you know, sometimes we are very forgetful, yeah.
那么有的时候我们可能会 忘记一些东西的。
We are not in,
耶稣所讲的话。
So the Spirit comes to help us remember.
所以主, 所以圣灵降下来来帮助我们 来记起这一切的话。
But I don't think here.
那我想在这里面并不是提到说一些 肉体上面的这些 健忘的事情
I think it refers to a spiritual problem
的问题
So the Spirit, you know, helps us remember means understand the word of Jesus fully
那在这里面圣灵能够帮助我们 理解明白 全部的真正的明白 主耶稣的话
That's why today we believe that the church The belief of the church must be built upon
42节
Acts of the Apostle, chapter 2, verse 42
使徒行传第二章的第42节
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in prayers The Old Testament scriptures and the word of Jesus
那么我们知道当圣灵降下的时候 这些使徒们也就是这些 这个信徒，他们这些门
徒 of the apostles as well.
啊，所以今天真耶稣教会它的根基也必须基于使徒时代的这个根基。
I want you to read Ephesians.
我们来看以弗所书
chapter 2,
二章的第二十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, we read verse 20.
以弗所书二章二十节。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles,
耶稣自己为房角石。
Quite clearly, the foundation of the apostle is also the foundation of Jesus.
我们可以清楚地看到，使徒的根基也是，我们知道这三样东西都非常
起。The name of Jesus.
我们知道这个使徒被教导用奉主耶稣的名来洗礼。
We can turn to acts among men by which we must be saved.
除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
We know that this name here the apostle talks about is the name of Jesus.
我们知道在这里面所这个使徒所讲到的那么第十节里面实际上讲到这个耶稣基督的名。
So the apostle we're talking about this name here.
洗礼是用奉主耶稣基督的名洗礼的。
That's why today we follow that pattern as well.
所以今天我们也去跟从这样的一个样式。
Some is given.
那么当这个洗礼的这个教训被给出的时候。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
It seems that you know the practice of the apostle is contrary to the instruction given by Jesus Christ.
似乎好像使徒们所实行的教导跟主耶稣的教导。
Jesus has given the power of wisdom to the apostle so that they could interpret, you know, the instructions or the commands of Jesus Christ accordingly.
那我们知道主耶稣给这些使徒们这个智慧，使他们能够明白能够行出那么主耶稣所对他们所传讲的教训。
As we know that, you know,
神的名。
So the apostle understood it very well, and so when they performed baptism, they did so in the name of Jesus.
所以当使徒们为给他们施洗。
So today we do the same.
所以今
天 in the church.
所以今天在教会里面，我们也同样如此去行。
So anyone who wants to get baptized or who believe in what the church has, you know, had taught him or her.
当他们相信教会所传讲给他们的话语的时候
，and this person would be baptized in the name of Jesus.
那么这个人将会奉主耶稣的名施洗。
I also want you to read the Gospel of Mark chapter 16.
我们再来看马可福音的第十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音的第十六章。
Actually, here the name of Jesus is implied.
我们可以看到说。在马可福音第十六章这里，主耶稣的名被暗示出来。
Now if you look at verse 16 very carefully,
那如果我们看马可福音第十六章第十六节，非常小心的去看这节圣经的话
，Here Jesus talks about the necessity and the importance of getting baptized.
这里面主耶稣给我们讲到了
，Jesus he must get baptized in order to be saved.
所以一个相信主耶稣的人必须受洗才能够得救。
There is no mention of
那么从第十五节到第十八节。
These are the words spoken by Jesus Christ.
那这几节圣经是主耶稣所讲的话。
Now I want you to pay attention to verse 17.
那我们想让大家非常的着重的来看这个第十七节。
Verse 17.
那我们来注意看。
And if you only cast out demon in the name of Jesus, you heal the sick in the name of Jesus, but for the performance of baptism, you do so in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
那么所以如果
from verse
四十六节到四十九节。
Here Jesus is talking about Christ.
那这里面主耶稣在讲关于基督的事。
Okay, we read verse 46.、Yeah?
我们来读第四十六节。
Rise from the dead.The third day.
又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。
Verse 47.
第四十七节。
And that repentance and remission of sin should.
并且人要奉他的名传悔改、赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。
Here it talks about the name of Christ.
这里面提到基督的名。
Which name is that?
基督的名是谁呢？
Now we turn to Acts. Yeah?
我们再来翻开，使徒行传。
Chapter. Chapter two.
使徒行传的第二章。
We read verse 36.
使徒行传第二章的第三十六节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 36.
使徒行传。
That's why when you look at the Acts chapter 2,
所以当我们看这个使徒行传第二章的时候，
The apostle talks about repentance.
那么所以今天真耶稣教会也是那么同样的来去行。
We follow what the apostle did.
我们来去跟从使徒们所的意思。
Concerning the name of Jesus. Yeah?
那么是关于这个耶稣的名。
We turn to Acts of the Apostle chapter 8. Preach about the name of Jesus Christ.
那么除了这个以外，那么他实际上也宣讲也传讲了这个基督的名。
So meaning on the two main points, one is the matter concerning the kingdom of God, and the other one is the name of Jesus.
所以当他在那里传福音的时候，实际上那么这里面提到两点，一个是传神国的福音，一个是关于耶稣基督的名。
We read verse 12.
我们来看第十二节。
Chapter 8, verse 12.
使徒行传第八章第十二节。
Now, but when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus.
第二节，及至他们信了腓力所传神国的福音和耶稣基督的名，连男带女就受了洗。
So you find that the apostle actually preached the name of Jesus.
所以我们会发觉说，其实这些使徒们在传讲耶稣基督的名。
Judging from the context, you know, it's like Philip must have spent time to explain.